The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from a wide variety of materials about information and events that are going to be taking place this coming weekend and in the weeks to follow that will be happening here in the Triangle. This is the Triangle Bulletin Board. Let's start with some news from the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, also known as Pinecone. It is a little letter that they have sent to all of their patrons, and it says, "Dear friends and fans of traditional music, Pinecone is sad to report the death of Wade Maynor, the man who made a career in country music playing the banjo a few years before Bill Monroe's first record became a hit. The Bluegrass blog reports that Maynor passed away September 12th after having been returned to his home in Flint, Michigan with hospice care after a brief hospitalization. He was 104 years old. Born in North Carolina in 1907, Wade Maynor performed professionally beginning in 1932. He began performing with Maynor's Mountaineers, his brother's band, and later continued with his own group, the Sons of the Mountaineers. His heyday was during the popularity of hillbilly music in the 1930s and 40s. Between 1935 and 1941, various Maynor brother combinations recorded more than 165 songs for RCA Victor, making them some of the most heavily recorded country artists of that era. But Wade left music to work for General Motors in 1953, along with many Appalachians of his generation. Since then, he has recorded a few gospel albums, and during the 1970s, with the renewal of interest in old-time music, and with some persuasion from fans who were familiar with his early recordings, Wade began to perform in public again, accompanied by his wife, Julia May, a guitarist and a fine traditional singer. Wade's music has always been noted for its traditional repertoire and for his distinctive melodic two-finger banjo picking style, which was a personal trademark. This style became the basis for the three-finger styles developed by Snuffy Jenkins and Earl Scruggs. His music is an antecedent of modern bluegrass. In 1987, Wade was named a National Heritage Fellow by the National Endowment of the Arts. And if you'd like more information, there are a number of websites out there, and I bet if you just Googled Wade Maynor, that's W-A-D-E-M-A-I-N-E-R, you would find all kinds of things about him, including a multimedia presentation in honor of his 100th birthday. Pinecone also wants to let you know of some other events that are coming up. At Tiernanog, they will have an Irish music session every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. That will be held at Tiernanog at 218 South Blunt Street in downtown Raleigh. There's the Bluegrass Jam every second and fourth Monday at 7 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe. Busy Bee Cafe is at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. And the Shape Note Sing will be held the fourth Sunday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Friends Meeting House. The Friends Meeting House is at 625 Tower Street in Raleigh. And so there are some of the things that are coming up here in Pinecone, plus an obituary on Wade Maynor. Let's take a couple of minutes to look at what the North Carolina Symphony is going to be doing in the next few weeks. They want to announce that renowned guest artists join the North Carolina Symphony for Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. Concerts will be in Raleigh and Southern Pines, and they're going to highlight Tchaikovsky, Sibelius, and Sorrow October 13th through the 15th. The North Carolina Symphony brings a musical tour de force to Raleigh and Southern Pines when two internationally renowned guest artists, conductor Miguel Harth Baydoa and violin Augustine Hedelick, join forces with the orchestra for a pair of powerhouse masterworks, Sibelius's Violin Concerto and Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. The concerts, titled Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, begin at Lee Auditorium at Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines on Thursday, October 13th, followed by weekend performances at Maimonde Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th. All three concerts begin at 8 p.m. Described by the Cleveland Plain Dealer as one of the most exciting young conductors on the international scene, Harth Bedoa has been the music director of the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra since 2000. The artistic growth of this up-and-coming organization has turned its young maestro into one of the most sought-after conductors in the world. Harth Bedoa has appeared with orchestras and operas from New York, Chicago, and Boston to London, Berlin, Paris, and Sydney. He is joined on stage by Augustin Hadelijk, a soloist who was easily confirmed his place on the shortlist of today's top violin virtuosos, according to the Denver Post, and has earned unstinted praise for Harth Bedoa and Hadelijk made their concert, his performances with many of the world's most celebrated orchestras. Turned the page and lost my place. Harth Bedoa and Hadelijk made their Carnegie Hall debuts together in 2008 in a performance of the Brahms Double Concerto with cellist Alban Gerhardt and the Fort Worth Symphony. The evening's program also included a certain symphony by Tchaikovsky. The dynamic young conductor and his players lived up to expectations, wrote the New York Times following that concert, especially with their assured, rich-hued, and impassioned account of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. So, they will be here in Raleigh, and they will also be down there in Southern Pines. Regular tickets to the Duke Medicine Classical Series Raleigh performances on Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th, range from $33 to $63, with $30 tickets for seniors. Regular tickets to the Southern Pines Series performance on Thursday, October 13th, range from $27 to $42. Students will receive $10 tickets in both venues. And, of course, that is for Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony with these very special conductor and a very special violinist performing. Also, wanted to let you know that the North Carolina Symphony has announced the audition dates for the North Carolina Symphony Youth Sinfonietta. Auditions for the exclusive chamber orchestra, made up of 14 to 19-year-olds from across the state and led by the symphony's renowned staff of conductors, will be held Wednesday, September the 28th, that's about 10 days from now, from 5:30 to 9 p.m., and Saturday, October 1st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Auditions take place in Maimonde Concert Hall, the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. Applications to audition can be downloaded now on the Youth Sinfonietta page at www.ncsymphony.org/education. That's ncsymphony.org/education. And if you have a child or know of a child that should probably apply for that, go on ahead and let's get them set up so that they can come and audition there. Well, what's coming up here in the Triangle area? I'm going to spend a little time here talking about things that are listed in the Independent for this week. And on Friday, September the 16th, that would be today, Retro Phantasma at the Casbah. Those who enjoyed seeing the original Phantasm at the Colony in Raleigh back in July can now see the sequel. And if you didn't, these films aren't exactly big on continuity anyway. Angus Grimm's Tall Man returns, and this time he's got balls, by which we mean a whole bunch of flying silver balls with blades that drain the blood out of whoever they slice. Can he be stopped for this film anyway? It's followed up by Toby Hooper's The Fun House, about a bunch of young people who get trapped in a carnival with something. It's a favorite among fans of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Poltergeist director, along with horror fans in general. The double feature starts at 10 p.m. 7 p.m., excuse me. Tickets are $6, cash only. Visit carolinatheater.org or casbahdurham.com. And that is the Retro Phantasma at the Casbah in Durham. It's going to be held, however, at the Carolina Theater in Durham, Tickets are $6, cash only. Please don't bring a credit card. And the double feature starts at 7 p.m., so if you're into spooky horror stuff, that's where you need to be tonight. Also in Durham, Loudon Wainwright III and Lucy Wainwright on the American Tobacco Campus. It's a shame, but Loudon Wainwright III is known to modern audiences chiefly through his offspring, most notably his overly dramatic eldest son, Rufus. On this Durham date, he brings along his youngest, the charming Lucy Wainwright Roach. Her sweetly melodic folk is more in tune with her father's relaxed and assured aesthetic. But Daddy is still the draw, with songs that range from goofily humorous, Dead Skunk, to politically relevant, Jesse Don't Like It, to personally poignant, School Days. The free show, part of WUNC's Back Porch Music on the Lawn series, starts at 6 p.m. Visit AmericanTobaccoHistoricDistrict.com for the location, and it starts at 6 p.m. In Raleigh, Ruthie Foster at the Stewart Theater at NCSU campus. Abundantly optimistic folks such as Texas gospel and blues vocalist Ruthie Foster will trick you into thinking life is a pep rally for the journey to heaven. But the fact is that some of us just aren't capable of fathoming divinity. This is why we have the blues, which is what happens when gospel music turns itself inside out and reveals all of our hidden, unholy corrosion. Foster's delivery comes without all of the hell-raising. She's as much of a paragon of soul-purging as the esteemed Betty LaVette. And her recent CD, Live at Antoine's, her talents span from the devout lines of folk music to the pious undertones of reggae. If you're one of those people hollering that the blues is dead, then let Foster at least narrate its afterlife. And that's at the Stewart Theater on the NCSU campus this evening. And in Durham, Third Friday at various venues. It's the last Third Friday of the summer, and while it doesn't mark the end of Durham's monthly gallery crawl, it will be the year's last installment of Durham's Cinematique. Tom Whiteside's program tonight is called Crazy Italian Night, and it looks to be a mishmash of snippets of feature films mixed with vintage 1920s Venice travelogue and a 1950s TV show. And because the days are getting shorter, folks, tonight's program starts at 7:45. Elsewhere, Durham Arts Council has worked up by Cheryl Mirbo, Charles Geiger, and Artie Dixon, while Jerrod Stanton's will be on view all day at Broad Street Cafe. Through This Lens Gallery is hosting dual openings by photographers Catherine Carter and Lawrence Early, and Golden Belt Arts will be open and bustling with culture. See ThirdFriday.com. And again, that's the last summer round of Third Friday. In Raleigh, Pandora and the Flying Dutchman at the North Carolina Museum of Art. This weekend, the North Carolina Museum of Art kicks off its fall film series, which takes a turn toward the surreal. First up is 1951's Pandora and the Flying Dutchman, starring North Carolina native Ava Gardner as a nightclub singer and object of desire, unable to love any man until James Mason's Dutch sailor comes to town, revealing a mysterious destiny tied to an ancient curse. Directed by Albert Lewin, The Picture of Dorian Gray, and shot by legendary cinematographer Jack Cardiff, Pandora featured sets designed to look like the canvases of Giorgio de Chirico and Paul Delvaux, contributing to the fantastic, dreamlike nature of the story. The film, along with Showboat, propelled Gardner to stardom in 1951, and you can check out a selection of memorabilia from the Ava Gardner Museum of Smithfield before the screening, which starts at 8 p.m. Tickets run from $3.50 to $5. Visit ncartmuseum.org for more information. Ooh, that really sounds interesting. Then, tomorrow, Saturday, September the 17th, in Raleigh, Bug Fest, North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. I am shocked and appalled to report that this year's Bug Fest, the free, family-friendly event about our favorite creepy crawlies, has chosen this theme as spiders. They're arachnids, not insects. I suppose you could call them bugs on a broad level, but I choose to be pedantic about this. Should you choose not to boycott this year's festival out of protest, you may enjoy such free events as Roach Races, and a screening of the 1955 horror classic Tarantula, a photo book of arachnids that scared me sleepless as a child, or purchase the likes of Cricket and Crawfish Jambalaya and Mealworm and Chocolate Chip Cookies at Cafe Insecta, or even take a workshop in backyard beekeeping for $10. Okay, that all sounds pretty awesome, but spiders aren't bugs, darn it. Visit www.bugfest.org. By the way, the event's main sponsor is, you ready for this, folks? Terminix. Oh, well, so that's Bug Fest at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. That'll be going on all day tomorrow, where you can not only eat bugs, but see all kinds of creepy crawlies. Yick. And in Hillsboro tomorrow, historic Moorfields Estate is going to host the Hillsboro Jazz Festival. After a successful debut last year with a program celebrating Billy Strayhorn, Hillsboro's Jazz Fest returns to pay tribute to Billy Taylor, house pianist during the 1950s at the legendary New York jazz club Birdland. Taylor played with the era's finest, but is perhaps best known for his feature segments on the CBS News show Sunday Morning in the 1980s. The festival occurs on the lawns of the idyllic Moorfields Estate and features seven acts from the local area performing over 7 hours. Perhaps the most exciting is the Will McBride Group, a versatile trio that surveys jazz, blues, funk, and pop. Also playing are Marcus Mitchell, Marcus Anderson, Sweet Dreams, Frankie Alexander, the Jazz Tones, and the Alamance Jazz Band. The music runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and tickets are $15 to $20. Visit hillsboroartscouncil.org for more information about the Hillsboro Jazz Festival on the grounds of the historic Moorfields Estate. From Chapel Hill, we have Sue Soltis at Flyleaf Books. Local poet Sue Soltis has published her first book for children, Nothing Like a Puffin, with illustrations by Bob Kolar. In what promises to be a dark and intensely dramatic story, a series of objects, including a ladder, a house, and a newspaper, are demonstrated to be nothing like the colorful beaked seabird of the title. And then a series of shocking twists reveal a series of unforeseen connections that threaten to shatter the very fabric of reality. Admittedly, the actual book isn't quite that dramatic, but it should be great fun for children who love creativity and adorable creatures. Enter the action-packed world of Nothing Like a Puffin when Soltis reads from and signs copies of the book at Flyleaf Books at 3:30 p.m. Visit flyleafbooks.com, and that's Sue Soltis at Flyleaf Books reading from her newest book, Nothing Like a Puffin. Also from Raleigh, and again, this is all on Saturday, we have Dan Zanes and Friends, the North Carolina Museum of Art. If your history goes back far enough, you might remember Dan Zanes from his 80 bars blues and roots band, the Del Fuegos. Since going solo in the 90s, Zanes has maintained a similar faith, only with more of a swaggering roots swing and stronger R&B country soul undercurrent. While the music's fine, what really animates it is Zanes' paunchy, free-reeling attitude, which hints at the good-time spirit of Jimmy Buffett transplanted from the beach to the backwoods. That disposition has also proved handy in his more recent endeavors, making children's music that won't lead their parents to finger the trigger. It's this family fair that takes center stage for Zanes' 6 p.m. show at the museum, with a scrap exchange on hand from 4:30 until 6 to demonstrate making musical instruments from recycled and reused items. Tickets are $18 for adults, $9 for kids 3 to 12 years old, and free for children 2 and under. Visit ncartmuseum.org. Now, that sounds like a fun thing to do with your kids. That's Dan Zanes and Friends at the North Carolina Museum of Art here in Raleigh, begins at 6 p.m. On Sunday, September the 18th, in Chapel Hill, we have Kids Rock, a benefit concert at the Forest Theater on the UNC campus. This puts a new twist on all ages. The outdoor show is designed to be enjoyed by children as well as adults. Local hillbilly surf institution Southern Culture on the Skids headlines. The band's fried chicken and moon pie flinging antics ought to resonate nicely with a young audience. Flying Hippo and Mr. John Saylor also play the benefit Benefit, which is a fundraiser for the Chapel Hill Cooperative Preschool. The music runs from 2 to 6 p.m. at Forest Theater, a gorgeous stone amphitheater on the UNC campus. Tickets are $7 in advance and $10 at the door. Kids 12 and under get in free. Visit concertkidsrock.eventbrite.com. Let me read you that URL again. concertkidsrock.eventbrite.com. And Eventbrite is Eventbrite.com. And that will be Sunday at Chapel Hill at the Forest Theater on the UNC campus. Okay, a couple other things that I know are coming up that I wanted to share with you. Let me see. Back Porch Music on the Lawn. We've talked about Loud and Wainwright, but there are going to be more concerts coming up with the On the Lawn at the American Tobacco Campus. Friday, September the 30th from 6 to 8 p.m., they will be featuring the Chatham County Line at Back Porch Music on the Lawn north at the American Tobacco Campus and NC Public Radio WUNC-FM 91.5. The North Carolina Symphony is going to host Bernstein on Broadway with West Side Story, Candide, On the Town, and Wonderful Town Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th at 8 p.m. at the Mimondi Concert Hall. Sarah Hicks, their associate conductor, will lead the orchestra, and Jamie Bernstein will be the narrator. Join Leonard Bernstein's daughter Jamie and an ensemble of talented guest vocalists for a tour of Bernstein's greatest hits. Tickets start at $18. You can get them by going to ncsymphony.org or calling 919-733-2750. That's 733-2750. Now, one thing I was looking for that I wanted to share with you about is because I know this is coming up this weekend, and I know it's going to be a lot of fun, and I know the food is going to be terrific, and it is the Greek Festival, which is going to be at the North Carolina Fairgrounds, and of course, now that I'm looking specifically for it, there it is, the 2011 Greek Festival. Authentic Greek food, pastries, cooking demos, marketplace, taverna, live music, and dancing will be at the Expo Center at the NC State Fairgrounds. It runs 3 days, folks, 3 days. So you can go today, Friday, September the 16th, from 5 to 10 p.m. You can go tomorrow, Saturday, the 17th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday the 18th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. This is going to be a benefit for the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church. Adults are $3, seniors are $2, and ages 13 to 18 are $2. Children under 13 are free. If you've got a copy of the N&O, there is a coupon with the ad that will get you one free admission for any day of the Greek Festival. It is at the Expo Center at the NC State Fairgrounds, and besides being a way to raise money for the church, a portion of the proceeds will go to Habitat for Humanity, which, of course, as we all know, is a great, great place, an organization that helps a lot of folks do some wonderful things. Something else for you who may live down east of us here. It's the Eastern Triangle Farm Tour. This is the 6th annual farm tour. They have 25 farms, 5 new stops. They tell you, see where your food comes from. Visit the beautiful nearby countryside, meet local farmers, and it's a fun outing for children. The event is September 17th and 18th. It runs from 1 to 5 p.m. both days, and it's $25 per carload. So load up the car and come on out. You can buy tickets in advance at the Whole Foods Market stores in the Triangle at Cary, Chapel Hill, Durham, Raleigh, and North Raleigh, or online at CarolinaFarmStewards.org. That's CarolinaFarmStewards.org. whole foods market.org. And again, you can buy your tickets in advance at the Whole Foods Market. So come on out, see where your food comes from, and talk to some of the farmers that are growing some of the stuff that you can purchase at the at Whole Foods. That ought to be a really fun thing to do. Those of you who live in Greensboro, we're having 17 days, music, art, theater, and more, September 22nd through October 8th in Greensboro. The festival highlights include the Mark O'Connor new work, Queen Anne's Revenge at the Symphony, Fridays at 5, ABBA, the tribute concert, Celtic Woman's Aura Fallon, Broadway's Wicked Divas, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, Sphinx Virtuosi Orchestra, Indigo Girls, The Good Lovelies, and The Blues Challenge. Their theater offerings are Dial M for Murder, The Three Penny Opera, The 39 Steps, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Art includes Pianos Paint the Town, The Matisse Exhibit, Grind, A Skate Art Show, Art in the Arboretum, Art Stock Studio Tours, First Friday Downtown, and the Relocations Exhibit. Dance includes Vital Grace Project, Stars of American Dance, Hooray for Hollywood, Carolina Dance Sport, Championships, and more includes a VIP art auction, Oktoberfest, Blackbeard Artifacts, An Evening with Tony Blair, and the ArtQuest 15th Birthday Open House. They say celebrate 17 days of music, art, theater, dance, and more. For highlights and a complete schedule, visit us online. And their online URL is 17daysgreensboro.org. That's 17daysgreensboro.org. And it runs September the 22nd through October the 8th, and it's being sponsored by the United Arts Council of Greater Greensboro. It sounds like they've got some really wonderful things that they're going to be offering there for it, so you might want to go on out and go, after all. Oh, and here is a terrific fun thing. Save the date. Saturday, October 1st, from noon to 5 p.m., Grifols presents Fox 50's Family Fest, the Great American Tobacco Duck Race. A duck race, and they're talking little bitty, yellow, in the bathtub ducks, folks. There's free parking. It's a free event. It's at 318 Blackwell Street, downtown Durham, on the American Tobacco campus. All day fun for the entire family. Win exciting prizes throughout the day. Buy and race your duck in the Great American Tobacco Duck Race. The duck race proceeds benefit the Durham Literacy Council, Explorer Post 50, and the Interfaith Food Shuttle. There is more info at fox50.com/familyfest. That's fox50.com/familyfest. So, folks, get out. Get going. There's a lot of stuff that you can do in the Triangle this weekend and in coming weekends, so make certain you get yourself out and go for it. This is Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This has been the Triangle Bulletin Board Program. As always, this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I hope that you will come back and join us again next week. And Jerry will be back then to give you some more information on upcoming events here in the Triangle. But like I said, get up out of those chairs, go out there, and go find something fun to do this weekend. There is plenty of it. Well, until next week, so long.